Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com. Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
In a civilized and cultivated country, wild animals only continue to exist at all when preserved by sportsmen. The excellent people who protest against all hunting and consider sportsmen as the enemies of wildlife are ignorant of the fact that, in reality, the genuine sportsman is by all odds the most important factor in keeping the larger and more valuable wild creatures from total extermination. Theodore Roosevelt.
All right, y'all, welcome to another episode of the Wild Initiative Conservation Coffee Break. Today, I'm sitting down with Jason Tarwater of the National Wild Turkey Federation, not Foundation, as we discussed earlier. Jason, thanks for hopping on.
Hey, man, absolutely. Glad we can make it work out, and thanks for having me.
So, why don't you give me a quick introduction of what is the National Wild Turkey Federation and what do you do for them?
So National Wild Turkey Federation is, you know, obviously a conservation organization founded back in the early 70s, in 1973, actually, when, like a lot of organizations that have gotten started over the years, wild turkey numbers were very depleted and going downhill rapidly. So organization was founded to do something about it. Since then, we have exceeded, I think, a lot of expectations. There's wild turkeys in pretty much all of their native habitats. And in fact, there's wild turkeys in places where they didn't inhabit historically. So Montana, for instance, where we're at. So we did our job, did a really good job at that. And we've kind of transitioned into some other things we can probably touch on in a bit. You know, in some places, maybe too good of a job for the wild turkey. I know there's nuisance birds now that we have to deal with in places. You probably see that in California where you're from quite a bit too. Yard birds is what I call them.
I will admit, just before I left for this trip, I was doing some practicing and, you know, my folks have chickens and I was practicing out in their backyard and they get out all the time. And so every time I'm shooting, I'm always making sure like, okay, you know, I don't want to plug one of their hens. So I kind of keep an eye out of the corner of my eye and I notice I'm like, oh crap, how did the black chickens get out? And I'm like, okay, I loose a couple arrows and they're getting close. I'm like, all right, I better hold off. And I look and all of a sudden there's probably like, I don't know. I mean, it had to be 7 to 12 turkeys just trotting on by, you know, right between me and my archery target. I'm like, man, if this was fall season right now, oh, what a day.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even had to worry about losing my arrow. It would have gone right through them and into the target.
I mean, yeah. So that goes to show you, we have, I hate to issues, but we have that same thing happening in parts of Montana, like Western Montana, when historically there wasn't even turkeys at all in the state. So, I mean, it kind of tells you how adaptive they are, how easily they can survive, you know, actually some harsh conditions that we get here in Montana. So it's a volunteer driven organization, grassroots. We have local volunteers across the country that put together chapters and committees within their communities. And within that, they hold fundraisers for us. And that's how we exist as an organization, is because of our volunteers doing that. You know, and those fundraisers they raise a lot of money for us across the country. And one thing that we're pretty proud of is, depending on the year, anywhere from 88 to 91 cents of every dollar that we raise to put right back towards our mission. And one thing we're really good at is actually leveraging those funds with our conservation department through grants and other partners, 5-to-1, sometimes 10-to-1 or better. So we raise a dollar at a banquet, at minimum, we're going to get another $5 to spend on the ground because of that. So you talk about the millions of dollars that we raise across the country, leverage all of that. There's some big time money that's getting spent on the ground through, through us for either habitat. We do some access stuff, land acquisitions, outreach programs to get new people involved in the outdoors, whole gamut of things.
So what are some of the, current kind of, I don't know if this is the right word for it, but most urgent issues that NWTF is currently tackling?
The main thing that we've transitioned to a few years ago is we have this initiative called Save the Habitat, Save the Hunt, and it's two-part, just like it sounds. Save the Habitat is one, Save the Hunt is the other. And what we've done is we've broadened our approach on what we do with our dollars. Instead of just focusing on the wild turkey, just focusing on the bird, we focus more now on landscape level habitat work. So in the West, we're focusing more on just overall forest management. As you know, in California, and I know in Montana, our summers have been smoky for several years in a row. And in fact, right now, I think California's got that issue going on, like, literally right now.
Yep.
And a lot of that has to do with our forests not being managed completely properly. A lot of litigations that have been involved. Forest Service isn't able to do their jobs the way they even want to do it. So we've been trying to tackle that, not only on the financial side of things, to help with these projects, but also on the political side of things. And in Washington to kind of help the Forest Service and BLM get in and do their jobs and manage the habitat the way that it should be, but the way that they want to be able to, they just haven't been able to. So it's in the West, that's one big thing. Water sources for us in the West are our riparian areas, our streams, our rivers. That's obviously a big deal as well. So we've actually are starting to do more watershed management stuff as well. So, there's a whole lot that we're doing, but you can kind of see that it's not just focusing on the species in general. Like what we have done in the past and what a lot of organizations kind of do, we've kind of broadened it to say, you know, this needs done for conservation, no matter if it's affecting a wild turkey or not.
I think that's one of the really important things to note. And just in my conversations with a lot of the conservation organizations, it's kind of been a recurring theme that, you guys may focus generally on turkey and issues that affect turkeys. You're not necessarily limited to that. If there's an opportunity to team up with someone else and just really do good for conservation and wildlife and wild places in general, you definitely want to be part of it. And I think that's such a cool representation of the importance of conservation, is how so many of the organizations, you don't sit and say like, well, nope, sorry, there's no wild turkeys in that area. That's only going to benefit elk and mule deer. It's a really cool thing, and it's something I've noticed as a recurring theme in my conversations with all of these organizations.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've got, just for an example, in Western Montana, we've got a project that actually, it does benefit wild turkeys, but it's also winter range for bighorn sheep. So everything in between there, obviously, it's helping already. But that's that kind of gives you an idea of, when we talk about broadening our approach, that's a great example. Most people don't put wild turkeys and bighorn sheep together very often in the same sentence.
So if people wanted to find National Wild Turkey Federation online, where can they do that? And then also, as part of that, how can people get involved?
Yeah, so that's pretty easy. NWTF for National Wild Turkey Federation.org. That'll take you to our website. You can look us, I mean, we're on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter. We've got all the social sites as well. And we just launched a new video platform not too long ago that's NWTF TV. So you can get to all that off of our main website. And then actually on that, there's a link to where you can look up your state, wherever state you're from, and it'll show you, you know, what regional director covers that state if you want to get involved, and also what events are coming up, whether it's a fundraiser or a women's event or a youth event, anything like that. So any of our events are also listed on there. Most states, in fact, I think probably every state also has their own state specific Facebook page too. So a lot of stuff gets put on there. So just some quick little searches. The biggest thing for us when it comes to help is getting volunteers on the ground to join their local committees, which you can find all that information on our website, or you can, if you don't have a local committee, starting one, get with some hunting buddies, some friends, and start a local chapter for us. And this organization doesn't exist without our local chapters. All this habitat work and access work does not get done without our local chapters doing fundraisers and other events for us. So yeah, the most effective way is getting on your local chapter.
Awesome. Well, y'all make sure you head on over to NWTF.org, and you can also find the NWTF profile on our conservation page. That's thewildinitiative.com/conservation. You can either scroll down or type NWTF, National Wild Turkey Federation, in the search. Check out links to all the socials and all the info about NWTF. Well, Jason, thanks for taking the time and hopping on with me today.
Yeah, no, absolutely, man. Like I said, thank you for having me.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Oh, mule deer, baby. Right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.